Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there, MMA McDaniel here. This podcast is powered by the Converge Podcast Network. What's up, incredible people? I love y'all so much. My name is MMA McDaniel, and y'all are in for a treat, as always, on the Have You Heard podcast, because we have my husband, Josh McDaniel, on, and today we're talking about living your life for what matters, the urgency of living your life for eternity. What are you focused on while you're here on earth for what's actually not that long of a time, and how freeing it is whenever we realize that and we live as though that's true. Yeah. So, y'all, I'm really excited. Grab your headphones and let's get into the Word. This is a good time. I think our conversations are one of my, like, just sweetest, because you're just our best friend.
Oh, yeah. How you been, MMA? You been good?
Yeah.
Been very chilling?
Very good.
Yeah.
This week's been a big school week.
Yeah.
A lot of papers.
What classes are you taking?
I'm taking communications class, learning how to teach God's word.
Pretty applicable.
Yep. I'm in Capstone, which for those of you who don't know Capstone, it's where you're literally just given different scenarios and you have to go to God's word to see how you would answer to those scenarios.
And they're like really tough scenarios. She'll come home and she'll literally just be like, hey, so this is this week's scenario and we have to write a paper about it. Like, and it's like, oh my word. It's like, it's difficult situations that, like, if a pastor's put in or whatever, and that it's crazy.
They're complex.
It's really crazy.
They're like intricate, but they're real life stuff. Like, it's just things that you go through with people in ministry, and I don't want to, like, just have my own opinion to be my resort in answering those questions. Like, I want to know what God says and empathize with people as I communicate what God says. But yeah, so it's been a big school week.
I think that's so cool, because it's that preparation of being able to, like, even Jesus, like, talked about, like, or maybe it was Paul. I don't remember who it was. But he was talking about, like, you need to be ready to give
That's Peter.
It's Peter. Oh, of course it's not either of the ones I said. But
Paul,
like,
Peter.
Yeah. But, like, you need to be ready to give an answer. And so it's like, that's so cool, and how being prepared, and how it's not just like going to a class is preparing you, but, like, constantly getting in the word daily is preparing you. And I think a lot of times we can lose sight of that, maybe, not see the value of it. But in reality, it provides so much wisdom, just meeting and sitting down with Jesus and asking, okay, what's up? Like, I needed to, like, search my heart, seek me, know me, test me, see if there's any grievous way in me, Lord. Like, whenever God looked to Solomon, he's like, what do you want? He's like, I want wisdom. God gave him wisdom and so much more. So it's like, I want wisdom, and I want to be able to answer tough questions. I want to be able to not just buckle under pressure, especially in today's culture, because everybody's got an opinion right now. Everybody's got a podcast right now. Everybody's got a social media right now. And you can go and hear whatever you want to hear. You can go and talk about whatever you want to talk about. Find the truth that you're behind. And I think it's really cool to be able to defend the real truth, the truth that has set you free, the truth in Jesus and Jesus alone, because not a lot of people believe that that truth is in only Jesus, and that I can go anywhere to find that truth. It's a bit of a tangent, but
no, that's good. That was encouraging. I think it's cool how like Jesus even says to his disciples, like, whenever you're put under trial, when they arrest you because because of me, because you believe in me and you're living for me, don't worry about what you're going to say or how you're going to say it. Because at that time, it won't be you speaking, but the Spirit of my Father speaking through you. And Jesus talks about how, like, he does not speak on his own authority, but on the authority of the Father. And while that is so encouraging, I can't hear that and say, oh, I don't need to prepare for sitting down in front of a podcast, in front of a camera to record. I don't need to prepare to go and teach God's word to people. I don't need to prepare before I go and meet with meet with this girl or before I step into the scenario. Like, there's also an action. Like, I was listening to a podcast by Jenny Allen, and she was talking about a different topic, but kind of the same idea that there's an action that we also have to take. Like, are you spending time with the Father? Are you spending time hiding his word in your heart? Because you're going to, as we were talking about this past week, that, like, your mouth is going to speak that which fills your heart. And are you, I can't expect myself to just go and, like, speak the word of God faithfully if I haven't gone in a private place to fill my my heart with God's word faithfully. So it's like this holy responsibility of being in God's word, but there's also this, like, relief of it's not on my own authority. Like, the Lord is going to deliver his heart and communicate his heart through me. There's, it's like this sweet responsibility and relief all at once.
That reminds me, so story time. One time I was about to take a like a mission trip to Ireland, and it was and it was just a bunch of teenagers who were going to go over there, put on pretty much a church camp. It was really cool, actually. It was a lot of fun. But our youth pastor, to prepare us, because it wasn't like we were going over there to some country that has never heard Christ before. Like, Ireland is very divided. Maybe you're from Ireland and you know the difference between Protestant and Catholics and all of that. But we were going over there. And he, how he prepared us is he would look at us and give us one word. And he would give us one word of airplane. And somehow we had to tie, like, airplane to talking about some story in the Bible or some, like, the gospel or something of that. And it was actually, it was really fun. But it's,
I
like,
love that.
I don't know why that made me think of it. I guess just giving an answer. But yeah, that was always a fun thing that, like, in youth group that we got to practice before we go. I was really bad at it. Like, I was like, planes, we're all gonna fly to heaven. That's not theologically, biblically, or, like, hermeneutically sound, but it's all right. Like, I don't know. You want to start this podcast now?
I guess we can start now. I'm having a good time. Friends, so as I said at the beginning, we're talking today about living life for what matters. And the reason that we wanted to hop on here and talk about living life for what matters is because we kind of, or at least, like, just in the last couple of weeks, it's really been burdened on my heart. What has been going on in our life just within the matter of 3 months? We've had three big, like, I would say, monumental life moments within the last 3 months. We got married just a little over 3 months ago. My papa, about 3 weeks ago, passed away from COVID and pneumonia. And my family has been walking through that grieving process. And then just this past week, we went back home to Arkansas to see our sister-in-law, who is going to have a baby. And we were celebrating her baby shower. And so, like, these three moments of, like, man and woman coming together, getting married, which is such a big, sweet deal. And then we have my papa, who his life here on earth has come to an end. And thankfully, he knew the Lord. And I know I'm going to see him again. And I also just want to plug this in, that if you have had a loved one die just in it for any reason, but just specifically for the reasons of COVID, as that is such a global reality right now. I am so sorry. And I just want to encourage you that the Lord is the Lord of all comfort, and he is near to the brokenhearted, and he saves the crushed in spirit. And so I just want to encourage you to know that even though we may have never met, I'm mourning with you. And be patient with yourself. Don't expect yourself to just move on and everything's great and it's mm-hmm. not affecting you anymore a week later. Like, yeah. if there comes a time where you need to cry about it, cry about it. If there comes a time where you need to journal how frustrated you are, journal about it. If there mm-hmm. comes a time where you need to laugh because you're remembering sweet memories, let yourself laugh. Like, be patient mm-hmm. with yourself as you go through that process, because it's real. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like, and I think having all three of those big moments in our life, it really just encouraged me personally to realize, like, whoa, mm-hmm. our life here on earth yeah. really isn't that long. Mm-hmm. My, like, what's been on my heart is Ecclesiastes 3, which in the mm-hmm. NLT version, Paul, Solomon says, "For everything there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to harvest, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build up, a time to cry and a time to laugh, a time to grieve and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to turn away, a time to search and a time to quit searching, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be quiet and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace." And whenever we were at my papa's funeral and I saw my papa like laying in his casket, it was such a moment of realizing, like, what are we about? mm-hmm. Because the funeral that we had for him was such an honorable one, because he was an honorable man, not because, like, he had a certain number of titles, like,
yeah.
or he, like, was known by a certain number of people, but it was because of why he did what he did.
Yeah.
He was such a servant-hearted man. Like, if you needed your yard mowed, I guarantee you the next day you would look up and your yard was being mowed by Larry. He was so servant-hearted, man, a few words, but he cared about you.
Yeah.
And you knew that he cared about you. Yeah. And he loved God, and it was exemplified in his life. And I think as the slideshow was playing in the funeral, I was just like, wow, outwardly we are wasting away. Inwardly, mm-hmm. yes, we're being made new day by day, but outwardly we are wasting away. There is a time for this earth to be living in it, and there is a time where that will end, whether it's because we die or it's because Jesus comes before we die. But ultimately, our time on earth here is not long.
Yeah.
And I've just been thinking, like, what are we making the most of while we're actually here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, it's even in scripture, it's like our life is a mist.
Mm-hmm.
And there's 2 days in our life that we are certain of: the day we're born and the day that we die. Those will happen. And I think it really does show the humanity of it, of a passing, of a death, and how hard that is. And I think even at Papa Larry's funeral, it was really beautiful. He's like, "We're not mourning the loss of Papa, like, Larry. We're celebrating him. He's in a far better place." But, like, we're sad for ourselves, and that's very true, because we are on this earth. We're not on that side of heaven yet, and it's a short time that we live.
Yeah.
And then even going back to our wedding and how awesome and celebrating, and we're so glad that Papa Larry was there, and how sweet that is, and how we get to celebrate and laugh and jump and be joyful, and then there's times of mourning.
Mm-hmm.
And those times are very real and very valid and very understandable. And even Jesus had times of mourning. Mm-hmm. Even Jesus had times of celebration. There's wedding recordings, and there's times of him just mourning the loss of his cousin, of his best friend, of thousands of people that he's just, like, he's mourning the loss of them. He has compassion over people. Yeah. And there's times and places for all of those times. And even this past weekend, it was so sweet getting to be with our family and getting to, I remember we got to go and see a 3D ultrasound of my coming nephew. Like, how amazing is that? And it's not to discourage of, like, hey, these times are hard, you really need to feel this, but it's like your feelings in the moment are extremely valid. Be there, because that's where God has you. And God is taking you through that season. Maybe you lost a really close, maybe your mom, or maybe your spouse, or maybe your dad, or your brother, or your sister, whoever. And maybe God is taking you through that season and feeling a moment of sad. I'm feeling sad, feeling mournful is not unchristian. Hmm. It's very real. But it also shows you the reality of our life and how on fire for the kingdom we need to be, mm-hmm. how on purpose we need to live our life, because we don't know. We're not promised tomorrow, but we are promised right now. Mm-hmm. We can do everything in our power to love God and love people wherever we go. Mm-hmm. Wherever we go, walking through the airport, walking through the mall is not just a walk in the park. It's legitimate kingdom work that I can glorify God, and I can love people around me because I don't know how much longer I have or what will happen.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network and is sponsored in part by...
Hey, today's episode is sponsored by our friends at Faithful Counseling. So, let's get real for a second. Is there something interfering with your peace, robbing you of joy, preventing you from carrying God's yoke that is easy and His burden that is light, that He intends for you to carry, He designed you to carry? Are you walking through something that's preventing you from achieving your goals? I know that for many of us, that can be anxiety, depression, fear, or even broken relationships that can be holding us back. But this is where Faithful Counseling comes in. Faithful Counseling is a worldwide counseling service that is making professional counseling accessible, affordable, and convenient so anyone and everyone can face life's challenges and can get help anytime, anywhere. Faithful Counseling offers 4 different ways to get connected to a licensed counselor. You can sit down for video calls, phone calls, live chats, or instant messaging. Every counselor on Faithful Counseling is licensed by their respective state board and has over 3,000 hours of experience. If you think that Faithful Counseling is for you, you can sign up today and be matched with your counselor in 24 hours or less. Faithful Counseling is helping us live our healthiest lives in the comfort and safety of our homes. Be sure to check out Faithful Counseling at faithfulcounseling.com/MMA/. Yeah, it creates this sense of urgency. All of these monumental moments kind of encourage you to take a step back and say, okay, life is going. And although in moments it feels like it's going really slow, it actually happens, like you said in James, it happens like it's a mist, like how Moses prayed, God, teach me to number my days so I may gain a heart of wisdom, that I may go through these days wisely, make the most of every opportunity, because life is so precious, but it is not long that we're here. And so I say this all the time because it's one of my favorite verses in Acts 20, where Paul says, my life is worth nothing to me unless I use it for finishing the work assigned to me by Jesus, the work of telling others the good news about the wonderful grace of God. And I even love how Paul, he prays over the church of Philippi. He says, I pray that you may understand what really matters. What really matters? All these life moments are going to happen, and you're going to look up and you're 80 years old. And what did you do about it? How did you steward the precious breath in your lungs that God gave you for the amount of time that He gave it to you? Which is honestly so motivating. It's like, let's go. Let's go. And what does let's go look like? I listen to Jenny Allen's podcast all the time. And I was listening to one of her podcasts that y'all should totally go check it out. She started this new series on how to live healthy. And it's just being healthy in your relationship with the Lord. And it's really encouraging. That's totally cool. Go check it out. I listened to the first one about a week ago. And something that she was talking about is that some of the most like healthy, like believers that she knows are those who are most dependent on God.
Yeah.
And it made me think of this story that happened whenever I was with my friends. We were like getting together. You know this story. We were like getting together after being gone from each other all summer because we all had different things going on throughout the summer. And it was a really hot day that we decided to like go out and have a girls' day.
Yeah.
And me and one of my best friends were sitting down and it was like there was a heat advisory. Like it was like my legs were wet.
And you were wearing rain boots.
Sweaty. I thought it was gonna rain. So I was wearing rain boots in a heat advisory outside. We were so hot. And there was like this slightest breeze that came through and it was glorious. It felt incredible. But I just thought to myself how I was so thankful for that breeze and I was so refreshed by that breeze because I was looking for that breeze and I was aware of how much I needed that refreshment. Mm-hmm. Whereas if it would have been like a cool day and it would have been super nice outside, I wouldn't have been sweating at all. Like a cool breeze would have been nothing. I would have probably barely noticed it because I wasn't aware of how much I needed it.
Yeah.
And like, I think that that's really like how our walk with the Lord should be. Like in Psalm 63, where David's like, in a dry and parched land where there is no water, like I long for you, God. Yeah. Like I hunger for you. I thirst for you. I cling to you. And when we're aware of how much we need him, we begin to live in dependency on him. Mm-hmm. And our life will reflect that. Like we're going to start to make the most of every opportunity whenever we are walking in awareness of how much we need God.
That's right.
I really think
That's so good because it makes me think of what are you investing into? Because what you invest, marketing 101 or business 101, you will return what you invest. And so it's like truly is like, what are you investing into? Who are the people you're investing into? What's the time that you're putting into?
Yeah.
And it's like Jackie Hill Perry said it beautifully. If social media is an idol, then your time is the burnt offering, which I think is beautiful. And it's nothing against social media or anything like that. But what I'm saying is that where you put your time says a lot about your heart.
Yeah.
Says a lot about what you do.
A lot about
what matters to you. Mm-hmm. Like if you really care about getting good at football, then you're going to be doing football. Yeah. And so it's like looking at yourself like, Jesus, search me.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I spending my time here? Is this actually valuable to me? Is this actually going to be good? Is this relationship actually returning something?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm investing time. I'm investing a lot of heart and a lot of headache into this relationship. Is this a relationship that you want me to be in? Mm-hmm. Is this something that I'm investing too much into? Or do I need to draw back and invest more into something that you have called me into?
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to get my ducks in a row. I want to have prioritizing
in shape.
That's exactly right. And so it's like, what is your priority? What is your time spent? What are you thinking on constantly? I know something I struggle with is I'm very business oriented. I'm a 3 on the Enneagram. So it's like, I'm very much of just like a go do this, post this, reach out to this person, email them. Like,
y'all, also, he's wholehearted. He wants it to be the best.
But it can honestly, though, it can take over. Mm-hmm. Like it can take away my time. I can forget what I'm doing and forget about why I'm doing it and solely focus on doing it and doing it amazing, which doing it amazing is not bad. Doing it is not bad. But am I taking away from what's really important? What's God calling me to? Am I seeking first the kingdom of God? Am I seeking him? Am I investing people, someone? Am I investing in people around me that are going to encourage me to live further for the kingdom? Am I on fire for the kingdom? Am I as John the Baptist dedicated his life to literally seeking and preparing a way for Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
Like that was his life. As Jesus literally is walking from town to town, preaching the gospel. Yeah. It's not that he's putting on these big conferences, getting all the lights situated, making sure they have the right band and the social media posts are just right. I'm just walking from town to town. I'm just loving on the people.
He's got in a boat, turned around, and started talking about the Lord.
Yeah. Like, it's like people would come up to me and I'd heal them, or people would do this and I'd love on them. It's like, man, I just want to do that. Mm-hmm. I don't want to have this big old facade. I don't want to have this big old thing. It's like, I just want to, wherever I go, however I go, I want to love God and I want to love people.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Very, just very encouraging. It's like we started this podcast in Ecclesiastes 3, which is like, Ecclesiastes isn't very long. It's about, what, 12 chapters maybe? But at the very end of it, Solomon says, basically, let me sum it up for you. This is the whole story. This is what it's about. He says, fear God and obey his word. And Jesus, I can't remember where it is, but Jesus talks whenever he was doing his ministry here on earth, and he says, what profit does a man gain if he has the whole world, but in the process loses his soul? Mm-hmm. Like, what if I get to the end of my life, what did I really gain? What profit did I really have? Yeah. If I had everybody like me, I had the biggest house, I had the fullest bank account, I had all of the likes and all of the follows on Instagram, I had the nicest clothes, I had the best education, I got the best promotion I could possibly get in my company. Like, I could go on and on and on. Mm-hmm. But Jesus said, don't store up treasure for yourself here on earth where moth and vermin destroy, but store up for yourself treasures in heaven, because where your treasure is, there your heart will also be. And I'm not saying that like things on this earth don't matter, but I'm saying, how are you stewarding things on this earth for something that's bigger than what you see here on this earth? Yeah. How are you stewarding the clothes you have, the home you have, the bank account that you have, the friends you have, the platform that you have? How are you stewarding what you have for something that's bigger than you, for something that is in alignment with fearing God and obeying his word? Mm-hmm. And it's just so, I mean, I need that perspective check all the time.
Yep.
And as I was thinking about this, I was kind of reflecting on whenever the disciples asked Jesus, like, how do we pray? Like, teach us how to pray. And something that was just so cool is, like, if you go through that prayer, he's like, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Mm-hmm. May your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Like, first off, just going to pause here. The focus was not on him. The focus was on the Lord and the Lord's kingdom and what God is about and what God's mission is and what God intended to use people to do to communicate his heart here on earth for such a time as this. That's a mist.
Yeah.
It's not very long.
Yeah.
Then he continues and he says, give us this day our daily bread.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's so easy to get so caught up in past.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's so caught up in what you did wrong. It's so caught up in, oh, those were the good old days. Mm-hmm. Solomon actually says in Ecclesiastes 2, don't say that. Don't say those were the good old days. Mm-hmm. What's happening today? Some of us miss out on today because we're so worried about tomorrow. Jesus addresses that too. And he says, don't worry about tomorrow. Let today be, today's enough trouble of its own. Let tomorrow, let it deal with its own self. We'll get there eventually. And so, like, what does it look like to have a heart posture that says, God, give me this day my daily bread?
Mm-hmm.
What else does it look like to live for what matters?
Yeah.
Who do you need to forgive?
Mm-hmm.
Who do you need to forgive and what do you need to confess?
Mm-hmm.
What's been just crippling you?
Mm-hmm.
And what bitterness has been taking root and what has been rotting away at your bones because you've yet to let it go, because you've yet to repent of it and turn the other way and move on. God, forgive me of my sins as I forgive those who have sinned against me. Mm-hmm. Lead me not into temptation. Be on guard while you're here. Like, like, man, we are all tempted in every way, but what would it look like to again, depend on the Lord in the midst of those moments. God, lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from evil. And then he finishes again saying, for yours is the kingdom and the glory and the honor and the power forever. Like it bookends with God. This is all about you.
Yep.
It's all about him.
Yeah.
And I think, I don't know about you, but I want to look back on my life and no matter how many people knew my name or mm-hmm. no matter how big of a house we live in or whatever, like if nobody remembers that, I am fine. Like if they say she feared God and she loved him, mm-hmm. that'd make my life.
Yeah. That's good, Emma. That's good. Mm-hmm. I love doing podcasts with you.
Me too.
It's quite fun. It's quite fun.
Me too. It always encourages me. Like, I feel like my heart is being ministered to, and we're encouraging each other as we hope that y'all are being encouraged. And I want to, like, just leave y'all with this. And Josh, please speak into this if you desire. But, as I said earlier, we're just referencing what Jesus said, that like, what profit do you have if you gain the whole world, but you lose your soul in the process? Maybe you are a believer and you're listening to this and you're like, man, thank you for just encouraging me. I was growing weary. Thank you for reminding me. I kind of was forgetting. Like maybe you're in that place and it's just an encouragement to you. Maybe you're listening and you don't know the Lord. Mm-hmm. And I just want to encourage you, not to scare you, but to make you aware of a very powerful reality. And that is that we aren't promised tomorrow, but you were made and loved by a God who desires a relationship with you. And it is only through personally knowing him that you can spend eternity with him forever.
Yeah.
And the right time to do the right thing is right now. So I just want to encourage you that he says anyone who calls upon his name shall be saved. Heaven and hell are a real thing. Mm. Being in relationship with God and not being in relationship with God is a very serious thing. And there's a God who loved you so much. He sent his one and only son, Jesus, to come and die for you and rise again, defeating death, defeating hell, defeating the grave, defeating the power of sin that separates you from him so that you could be with him forever, because that's how much you matter to him. Yeah. And if you don't know that, then a lot of what we just said may not even matter. Like, it may hype you up for a hot second and it's like, yeah, I'm going to go do things that like that help people out. Right. And then in a little while, it's going to be a burnout because it's not for something that's bigger than yourself or bigger than this earth here.
Yeah.
The only motivation that keeps us going whenever we're so discouraged is the fact that we're relying on a power bigger than us and we're doing it for something that's bigger than us.
Yeah.
And so I just want to encourage you in that, that if you don't know the Lord, he really wants to know you and you were made to know him.
Yeah. I love y'all. This is so sweet.
It is so sweet. It is so sweet. And I hope that this encourages you. And be sure and give the thumbs up and subscribe if you have not done so. And comment down below what encouraged you. Mm-hmm. And also, like, we are constantly, like, inviting people on to have conversations and spending time in the Word and preparing different messages. Yep. Let us know what you're struggling with, what topics you would like to be talked about so we can specifically speak to where y'all are currently at. And if you are listening on Apple or Spotify, be sure and download, rate, review, share it with all of your people.
Leave a nice 5 stars.
We would absolutely greatly appreciate it. And yes, be sure and follow Josh on Instagram. Yeah. Where can they find you?
Josh_McDaniel. Very simple, very easy. That's all it is.
It's classic. And you can follow me on Instagram at 1 Corinthians 13_love, just for day-to-day updates and encouragement from the Lord and all of those fun things. And also, be sure and follow the Have You Heard podcast page on Instagram.
And the new one.
And
So we have 4. We have mine.
We do.
We have Emma's. We have a Have You Heard page. And we have the new MMA collection page. Which the fall line will be coming out here, in, I think, in a week from this podcast.
October 4th.
Yeah. It's going to be good.
I've never been this excited about a collection. And this is collection number 4.
It's going to be a good one. It's going to be a good one. We spent a lot of time designing, a lot of time picking colors and repicking colors. And then after picking, we picked different colors.
But we did.
So we did. We're excited.
But now we're content.
We're content. On the Lord. And we're living every day like it's our last.
Yeah.
YOLO.
For what matters. For what matters.
But thank y'all for listening.
Y'all love are y'all. Incredible.
Go check out any of the other videos and podcasts as well. Y'all are awesome.
Bye, guys. I pray blessings and encouragement and a deepening of faith over your life today. Be sure to subscribe, rate, give reviews, and go share this episode with all of your people so that we can continue to build our community and build our faith. Thank you for tuning in to the Have You Heard podcast, and don't forget how awesome you are.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network.